It's Tina here from Channel 10. Thank you so much for joining us. And just when you thought Facebook couldn't get any more addicting, we're going to introduce Live Messenger on Facebook. With me is Fareed and Chris Parker from the Live Messenger team. Let's get right into it and let's check out the demo.
All right, so here we are on a typical Facebook page, and I'm going to go see Chris's profile over here. So I'm just browsing through his profile, and I come across the bunch of applications that he has installed, and I'll see that one of them has Messenger on it. And since I have Messenger, I want to see what this application does. So I can see already that I can chat with Chris, and it's showing that his status, and also I can add him to my contact list. And then we have the box over here that looks like a IM window. I'm going to go click on that, and I'll see that, I can start an IM conversation with Chris. And at this point, I want to say that, okay, I want to know more about the application. So I'll go and click on this add button, which is standard for Facebook applications. And this brings me to the about page of the application, which gives me more detailed information of what this application does. I can read a little description of what the application does, see a screenshot, as well as see a review and that 40 of my friends have added the application. So I tell myself, okay, let me check it out. I click on add application, and then it brings me to this standard Facebook page that tells me what this application will do and what kind of information it needs from me. And I've read all this, so I click on add app messenger. Okay. And then this is the first page of the application. It tells me that it needs to link my Windows Live ID to my Facebook ID before we can continue. So I go ahead and click continue. And this pops up the sign in screen for Windows Live. And I'll go ahead and say.
Now you know everyone's going to email you, right? Will you be my friend?
All right, here we go. And this says that I've installed the Messenger application, and it gives me a screen to invite more friends that I might think might like the application. So I click on a couple of people.
You just kind of poke them with a, hey, why don't
poke
you go ahead and
exactly.
A little super poke? So,
then you send the invitation. It tells me this is what it's going to send out to these people. And I say, okay, go ahead and do that.
Okay, so say you ping Chris and Chris just doesn't feel like chatting. Does he just ignore you or does he have
he
to confirm
can do
it?
What
or?
He wants. It's just like Windows Live Messenger.
Awesome. All right, so now you can invite your 40 friends. And can you have multiple people chatting at one time?
Yes, you can.
So it's exactly the same application. Now you just can do it in Facebook.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And then this page over here, it tells me actually who are all these friends of mine that are on this application. And I can see from their status who's online, and I can even sort it over here to all the people that are online. And then I have the ability at this stage to either add them as a friend in case I don't have them on my Windows Live Messenger already.
Okay.
And they're only my Facebook friend. And then either that or I could just IM them from right here on this page.
Okay.
So for example, I'll go ahead and show you an example with Ben Garrison, who loves MSNP. And then I have to solve this hip challenge.
Let's go. Let's see how quick you are here.
All right. Here we go. A5B9CPN. All right. And I'm here. And I can send him an IM.
Awesome. That's great. And so this is available today.
It is.
Okay. And Chris, you were going to talk a little bit more, go a little bit more in depth with it.
Yeah. So what's really interesting here is that you can actually talk to your Facebook friends who you don't even have on Windows Live Messenger yet through this application. In addition, you know, we're really allowing you to add your Facebook friends into Messenger. So we're really kind of, there's two social graphs now that exist separately. There's your Facebook social graph and then there's your Messenger social graph. Now we're allowing you to combine them into a single thing, a single entity that's spanning both of these networks.
So if I don't have Windows Live Messenger, I can still use Windows Live Messenger within Facebook
exactly.
to chat.
Exactly. And you can chat with people that do have Windows Live Messenger that you're Facebook friends with.
You know, people around, nobody's going to get any work done now. Because now not only is it, hey, let me poke you, now it's like, hey, let me messenger you. So, Chris, you're going to go one step further with Windows Live Messenger. What else did you want to say about it?
Well, what's really exciting here is that you can both chat with people on that you're already friends with on Messenger, as well as people that you don't know on Messenger yet, but you have as Facebook friends. There's really kind of two social graphs right now, one for Facebook and one for Messenger that are completely separate. With this application, we're kind of merging them. So you can talk to somebody on Facebook through Messenger, as well as you can add someone on Facebook into Messenger.
So if I don't have Windows Live Messenger, I can still Windows Live message you through Facebook.
Exactly.
no work is going to ever be done again with all these applications. I think it's great. It's available now. Where can people find more information?
The URL is apps.facebook.com/Windows Live Messenger.
Awesome. Great job, Chris.
Thanks.
Great job. You guys want to be friends? Can I add you?
Absolutely.
My friends list is growing. Check it out. Chat.